Previously on Jeep Show, me and Eli did this. Oh, let's go to Watford, Mr. Silverman.
Okay. Oh, Bushy.
Oh, Bushy Quim.
No, it's a thicket.
We've got 6 items to get.
Oh, I can't find any items, Paul.
Beat behind the traffic.
Oh, it's shut.
The buses. Oh,
all the shops are shut. Oh, are you going to get a board game? We've run out of time.
You've got to get a record and a book and a toy.
Oh, we've run out of time. We're going to have to go to Smith's Toy Shop.
Quick, we've got something. Let's get a coffee and go home.
Oh, but where's the Costa? The Costa isn't here.
I've lost my mind.
It's in this clothing shop.
Bing, on the bus. Boop, boop, bye-bye.
Bushy. Oh, it's a thicket. It's
the
like
end.
A shrub.
Wilshire thicket, Bushy.
Shrub.
And that's what happened last week on Cheap Show, where we went on Tat Hunt Part 1 to Watford to buy 6 items. And this week, we're going to show you them. Shall we show them them?
Shrub, rub, rub. Rutabaga. They put that in pickle. You know that, Rutabaga.
Sometimes I really hate you.
Well,
just your ability derail things.
I try not to feel hate. It's bad for you. Corrodes you inside.
Is it?
It corrodes you inside when you hate people, Paul. You shouldn't hate people.
I'll try not to
you
hate you.
Take that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take that feeling.
Yeah, take it.
Feel it. Feel it. Yeah. And like a cloud, let
need
it
to
move.
Express it.
Need to, no, you don't have to express it.
I need to express it differently.
I need to express something.
I'll express
some spunk.
My Bushy.
My Bushy.
Welcome to Cheap Show.
My Bushy. Did you just say my Bushy?
Yeah, my thick pubic thatch. All right.
Have you got one?
My voluminous
How
Bushy.
How thick is it?
You could get lost in it.
Don't you do a little for the,
Nah, I like to keep it wild down there.
Are you joking?
Like
now?
A forgotten
wood. I don't
wood.
Even know if you're joking.
Put your head down there and get lost in my thicket. Go on, get lost in my thicket.
The niffy trees.
In my Bushet thicket, with the old oak tree in the middle of the forest, standing proud next to warbly boulders.
Warbly boulders?
The warbly boulders and the big thick oak around my Bushy thicket. Can we do the episode now?
I don't want to.
Right, we're doing it anyway.
Cheap Show time!
Welcome to Cheap Show. It's Cheap Show, the economy comedy podcast, where every week me, Eli and Pie. Every week, Eli and I go for the charity shops, bargain lands, and pound lands of Great Britain and bring you the treasure we find amongst the trash. And this week, it's part 2 of our Tat Hunt adventure. Last week, we went to Watford and we had to find 6 common Cheap Show items in the shops we found in Watford. Hello, Eli.
Hello, Paul.
How are you feeling this week going into Tat Hunt, the showdown?
I'm feeling okay. I feel a bit bilious.
Yeah, I've been quite windy. Top
I don't know what
tail.
Happened. It's because I got thirsty all of a sudden. You know when you get overtaken with a sudden thirst? And
a ravenous thirst where you just want to throw it down your throat.
I did,
almost.
And then I happened to have a
wee bit of Pepsi Max Cherry, which we're not going to get into now.
But there was a bottle of Pepsi Max Cherry, and I think I did it too fast, and now I'm all
burpy boy.
Well, that's of no interest to me or anyone else.
I don't know. There might be people in there who are into burp porn. Borp. I don't know what borp is.
You.
Borp.
You need to calm down and watch your mouth today.
I'm excited. I can't get the words out fast enough. Middly, middly, biddly, fiddly, biddly.
Right. Warm up your mouth.
Oh, dear, Mr. Silverman.
Shut up.
Sometimes we can make it implicit rather than explicit.
Oh, yeah, I'll make it implicit. I'll make it fucking right in. I'll get it in and then piss it.
Nonsense.
All right, piss.
So we decided that last week the 6 most common items on Cheap Show are toys, books, trinkets around the house in general, objet d'art, kitchenware, party records or records in general, and games, board games. And what did we do, Mr. Silverman?
We wrote those onto pieces of paper, those categories, randomised them, put them into the pocket of your jacket.
My hot pocket.
And we reached in one at a time and took out a little sliver.
Yeah.
And then those were the 3 items, after all was completed, that we must buy. And we haven't revealed them to each other.
No.
And so this week, we're going to do 2 things with each item that we both bought.
Yes.
And I have 2 items of some of those. So there's multiple items coming down the line tonight.
Yes.
Or today, whenever you're listening
whenever
to this.
Whenever you're listening.
Middle of the night, morning.
Could be in the morning. Most people are, I think most people are a kind of evening kind of listener, I think, to Cheap Show. I don't know.
I want to say 11s with cucumber sandwiches.
I'm glad you did.
Everyone's glad I did.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. So we're going to break this up into 6
That's
segments.
My new word, by the way.
Scrumpch.
As in delish or scrumpch.
That was scrumpch.
It's good, isn't it?
It's all right. It kind of feels like that's done, though. Who's done it? I don't know.
I've never heard nothing. No one said it. No,
I've got a very clappy mouth. You know what I mean? When I've got lots of
You're dry. Dry mouth is what it is.
I'm going to have to get some water. We'll do it in a minute. We'll get some water in a minute.
Okay.
Did you see that guy with a ferret in the street in Watford last week, this week, today?
It was last week.
But for them it was. For us it happened a few hours ago.
We're jumping all through time.
But a guy came out of a Wenzel's with a ferret in his hands.
Was he a punk?
No, he was an old man with a bobbly hat on.
He probably used it to
cross himself off.
How would you use a ferret?
It was his ferret wankade. Where he slathers some ferret meat on it or whatever it is ferrets like to eat.
They're not cannibals. You are making zero sense.
No, I'm just saying he wrapped something
some
around
ferret
it.
Ferret food.
Yeah, and then
ferret, not ferret meat. Ferret meat would be the meat of the ferret.
Maybe
which
it
is.
I don't know. Delish.
Don't eat ferrets, guys.
What's that word you ate? It's squedged.
Scrunch.
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 As in short for scrumptious.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just saying
you understand.
And it was just sitting.
You understand
little,
it's short for scrumptious.
Scrumptious. Truly scrumptious.
Scratch, did you say?
Scratch. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It does matter because all this is words, Paul. So the actual words do matter. There's no, you know what I mean?
Real words, though.
Scrumptious are real words.
Yeah, it is now to you.
Anyway, I've just had a thought about ferret meat.
Yeah. Anyway, it wanks him off somehow. Moving on.
No, imagine.
Yeah.
You had run out of sausages, right?
I would.
But you had a bunch of ferrets.
Yeah.
And someone in your life was demanding a banger.
Sausage, yeah.
You could just sort of take the legs off a ferret.
Take your legs and heads off and make it a ferret banger.
I shouldn't have gone down that road.
Dear Eli Silverman, I am a ferret fancier and I hated your derogatory comments towards the most kind and fun of creatures on this planet.
Are they?
It doesn't matter that I use it to wank me off every few weeks. That's not the point
they
here.
They scratch and all run around and scratch and they never stop moving.
Playful. Anyway, this one was quite sedate in his hands.
He had a little collar on it with a leash. Injected the ferret with heroin.
Either way, he brought it out for a walk.
That ferret's going to have a crack baby who can't see.
Right, let's get out of here. Right, six items. Yes.
Eight items.
Okay, but six within the remit of what we set out to do.
Six categories of item, eight actual
items. You can go first then. What do you want to start with?
Let's start with
my
trinket.
Oh, yes, get your trinket out for all the girls.
Here
we go. Number two.
I had my eye on
something
made by the same people in the Oxfam in Walthamstow.
Okay.
But it was much more expensive than this.
Right.
And it had disappeared when I went back up there.
So this was a kind of make-do second choice.
Well, they had loads of examples of this. Well, let me just show
you. Let's have a little look.
It's wrapped up in...
Oh, wrapped up in blue.
I'll let you open the...
All right.
There you go.
Oh, I get to open it up. Wrapped in newspaper. Did they do that for you?
It is ceramic, so just to
be
let
careful.
You know, let you
ceramic.
Know.
Oh, it's many. It's been wrapped up good. Oh. Whoa, what is this? Oh, you know, for a minute there, I thought it was a turd on a gherkin.
You think it's not? A turd on a gherkin?
Yeah, like a double-decker kind of thing. It's not, it's a little porcelain oak... tree trunk on its side with some foliage and little deer.
Sitting there.
And there's space in there for, I don't know, trinkets or...
Or sweets, little mints you could put in there.
Oh, I should have took the sticker off,
Granny's mints. Oh, shit.
Let's just skip the pot. We guessed the price.
Wow, but we've just told everyone we're going to do that.
Is it £4, Eli?
Yes, two per twings. Don't write those down.
Fucking bollocks. All right, I tell you what.
We can guess the price of the other things.
Yes, all
okay,
right.
Okay, sorry. These are unofficial loose betwings.
Okay.
This week.
Well, let's just forget betwings and let's just have a rough guess.
We'll have a little guess.
At laissez-faire.
Yeah. I kept the price on.
Which is a theme park for dogs. Thank you, round of applause. With these, this is by a company called Withensea England.
Yeah.
Pottery Fauna, which is what it's called.
It's a little Bambi-looking deer. It appeals to
Eastgate, it's got printed in it. I can just see Eastgate,
made in Eastgate
England.
Yeah. They had lots of similar things. So it's basically like, a little, it's a bowl, essentially.
Yeah, what would you put in it? Potpourri?
Or like little or
necklaces
mints.
And rings.
I can imagine a granny having this and putting the mints in there for the kids to get or whatever.
Yeah.
But it appeals to me. It's a trunk with a little deer, a baby deer, almost a Bambi-like
foal?
Deer. A foal. What appeals to me about these things, it is in good condition.
Yes, it's usually these things are chipped.
They had a lot of these. And the one that I saw in Oxfam in Walthamstow was like a bit longer, but was a very similar thing. And I think it had more, had a deer on one end and a deer on the other end.
Oh.
But that was a tenner.
Nah.
And this is only four.
£4 for that.
They were all four, yeah.
So was it a bulk price? Was it like all four?
No,
they had some bigger ones and some larger ones.
And
was it all for one or one for all, Eli? Was the joke I was desperately trying to make until Little Miss Cut Me Off cut me off.
Oh, I'm Little Miss Cut Me Off.
Yeah, you Little Miss Cut Me Off.
Ooh. I cut.
Do you want to talk about foreskins now? Because I know that's where your brain's going.
Little Who miss, dare you?
Little Miss cut me off.
My first foreskin cutter off.
My first. What is it when you snip a foreskin off for a religious? Bris, yeah.
Moving on, briskly.
Brisket, a trisket.
Brisket,
a trinket.
No, it's bris.
Anyway.
Anyway, what appeals to me
that's
about
like
this?
It's like cooked meat, isn't it, a brisket?
It's beef, yeah. Beef brisket, yeah. But bris is not...
it's not beef bris.
That's not good. Anyway, stop.
All right.
What appeals to me about these, Paul, is they are kitschy.
They are kitschy.
I like that. There's actually quite a nice build quality and mould and paint job on it. And look at the, for example...
Where do you think that's from, like date-wise?
I would say mid-20th century.
Okay. What's it called again? Weather...
They are called Eastgate. They're called...
It says Weather...
Withersea.
How do you spell that, sorry?
Withernsea.
Withernsea pottery.
Yeah.
I just want to see
fauna,
if anything...
it says, because this is a fauna, because it's a little deer.
Oh, there's an eBay shop, just out of interest. I'm just going to see what kind of prices. Oh, some of these Withernsea stuff goes for like 50, 60 quid.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, they're much bigger. Like, for instance, there's a fauna deer and rabbit base thing, and they're going for two items for a tenner on eBay right now.
Yeah, I just like them.
Very similar, kitschy.
They've got a kitschy, almost a Disney feel to them.
Yeah.
Like, it's that kitschy feel.
You know, that one's going for 50p, and it's very similar, but a bit more
that's
truncated.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like a whole set, but no. I just think with some other different things, it kind of has a nice kitsch vibe. Do you remember that dog thing? The pottery dog thing? We got sent one.
Yeah.
And I'd also bought one. It's sort of like in that kind of realm.
And that was strange. They were like the same mould, but different complete glazing altogether.
Yeah, one was much higher quality product.
Yeah, much higher quality.
But used the same mould. It was like a dog face. But this is a little deer.
1960s, they say, for this line.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah.
Mid-century, yeah.
That does look like a 60s piece of
d'art. I like this kind of kitschy stuff. You know, I've heard somewhere the definition of kitsch, Paul, is something that is bad, but is... sincerely trying to be good. You know what I mean? It's sincerely trying to be a good film or a good painting.
Yeah, no, that's a good blog. It's a term used to describe art, design, or objects that are considered to be in poor taste, tacky, or overly eccentric. The term originated in the 19th century. There are characteristics of kitsch, apparently. There's imitation, which is an imitation of another piece of art or work. Exaggeration, exaggerated colours, textures, properties.
Gaudy, yes, and flash.
Sentimentality, when it's overly sentimental. That's the shit my mum bought in the 90s and put up on our tables and coffee tables and all this
but
stuff.
But don't you think that has some of that? Because it's sort of really cutesy, the way this deer is portrayed.
And they can also be garish or ironic.
But it's not an irony that the creator is aware of. That's not true kitsch.
I would say if it was ironic, it wouldn't be kitschy.
Yeah.
Personally speaking.
The irony is in the lover of kitsch. That's where the irony resides, not in the actual object itself. Because then it becomes a self-aware kitschiness, which isn't kitsch.
Well, tell you what, let's rate it. If we're not going to price it, let's rate them. In terms of, as an example of something we get on the show, what do you rate that? I'm going to be honest, for what it is, I'm going to give that a nice 3.5, 3 out of 5.
I like it. It's a four for me.
All right, so Eli's putting 4 down. It was 4.
I wasn't going to get it, but then I asked him the price, and I thought, that's a good price because I saw that thing for tenner. You know, that's reasonable. Yeah. And it is, like I say, in perfect condition.
Yeah, nice.
Bit dusty in the hole.
But, you know, you've had that complaint for a while. Thank you. Yeah. Let's find out my item now, because I'm going to show you
Okay, don't
my
tell me the
item.
Price.
No, I'm not going to. In fact, I'm just going to check the sticker's not on it.
Yeah, check the sticker's not
on it.
What item is this? This is the book.
Well, I don't know. I can pick... Oh, no, I can pick any of these.
Well, what do you want to show me first?
I might go for the kitchenware one first.
Oh, cool.
Here we go.
Now,
yes.
You got a kitchen... What was the category?
Kitchenware. Things you would buy that would live in your kitchen in a drawer, as a gadget, as a cutlery, a piece of crockery, whatever.
We've had over the years heart-shaped egg makers, for example.
Yeah, like, slap chop, which is also what I call my dick.
We had a slap chop.
That's how I got it in my kitchen, because we got it for the show once.
Oh, and it doesn't work very well.
No, it's not the best slap chop I've ever had.
Why wouldn't you just use a knife? There's a YouTuber
I
watch.
Yes, it's very effective.
But so is a knife.
Yeah.
And a knife can be used for all sorts of other things as well. That's the thing. I think that's the main thing with most kitchen gadgets is that a traditional item, such as a knife or a spoon, is going to do it much better and can do all sorts of other stuff as well.
Yeah.
That's just a point. I know that's not a funny point.
It doesn't have to be funny. Sometimes we can actually, say English language words and be sensible.
Speak for yourself.
No, because I apparently can't with my fucking stupid tongue.
Hand
Eli,
it over.
Please investigate this kitchenware item and then guess the price.
He's handed me. It's in the box. It's mint on box. You've left some of the sticker on here.
But it's not the price part, which is the important part.
This is made by a company called Silvercrest.
Yes.
Hmm.
You shouldn't judge it based
on
the company.
It's a mini sealer,
name.
Paul.
It's a what?
Say you shouldn't judge it again.
You shouldn't judge it by its name alone.
I do, though.
Right, well done. I'm glad we managed to elucidate on that.
There's one thing you should judge by its name alone.
What?
The name of things.
I mean, true. If it's like, let's go to a club tonight. Oh, what do you want to go to? Do you want to go to Cool Mark's Groovy Palace? Or do you want to do Captain Fascia's Far Right Club? I'd probably go, Far Right Club, please. I'm joking.
Oh, dear.
Of course. of course I'm joking, ladies and gentlemen. I've got social anxiety. I'm never leaving the house unless I have to.
Anyway, I need a knife or something.
Oh,
to,
I've got one.
To open this box.
I don't know if I've got one. Oh, hang on, I've got something I can use, maybe.
Otherwise, it's going to take me longer to peel it off
of
my fingers.
Let me just use this pin to prick the
side. No, it's okay. It's okay,
no,
Paul.
No, give me it.
No, it's okay.
Give me it.
I'm doing it myself.
Give
it's fine. I'm doing it. It's almost done. Stop, put the pin away. It's a Ghostbusters badge, everyone. But it's not the kind of badge he's interested in.
No, it's one of those button badges.
Oh, you got a badge today, didn't you? You're going to put that on your board?
It's already there, look.
Oh, it has.
Black Cherry, the one I bargained off you for the Frisbee last week.
That was a good deal.
Good deal. And look, it looks quite good on my board next to everything else.
Yeah.
I'm
happy
with that.
It's a nice little pin.
It is just a bottle cap with a pin on the back, though, so whatever.
This is a mini sealer.
Now, he said sealer, not sailor. I didn't get a tiny little, like, Popeye figure.
Ooh, is this battery driven and it heat seals?
I don't
bags.
Think it heat seals. I think it just seals bags, crisp bags, etc.
But how does it do it?
I don't know. You could look at the instructions and find out for me. It looks like a little plastic stapler.
How much instructions do you need with this?
Yeah,
it is battery. It's heat sealing.
All right, good.
It comes with batteries.
Well, that's good. I haven't opened it, so I don't know what's in it. I just know it's in it.
No, it's definitely for plastic things, and it glues it back by melting it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's why they use it on crisp bags.
Oh, I want to use this.
Yeah, well, that's why I brought this little bag.
Oh, you bought something?
Yeah.
Well, let me see how you get the batteries in.
Maybe those stinky
dick.
Remember those stinky dick crisps? I've still got them. We can seal the bag.
Oh, let's seal it off forever.
Forever, then dump it in the fucking canal.
No, that would be pollution.
Oh, fucking stinky stink.
Is that the dick ones?
It's the only crisps. I know they're still in my house, but I haven't had the time to throw it out yet. So he's going to put the batteries in now.
I'm putting the batteries in now.
I'm going to look at the instructions.
Put the batteries in.
Okay, done.
Closing the foil packaging. Warning, risk of damage to materials. Open the packaging with scissors. The device is suitable for reclosing an existing foil packaging, such as crisps or wine gum bags. That's a very specific second option.
My God.
Tilt the safety bracket 3 downwards.
Is that this?
I don't know.
I've done that.
Hang on.
I think this looks like a bracket type thing.
It does look like a bracket, but there's no...
I've done it. I've tilted it down.
There's no image to go along with the please touch this.
The safety bracket is down.
Right.
I'm ready with
insert
my bracket down.
Insert the upper end of the foil package into the end of the device marked with the symbol, and then there's like a little crisp bag symbol somewhere near the end of it. It says.
Got it. Yep.
Yeah.
Give us a
hang
crisp.
On. Let me read it out.
Okay.
Together, and then keep it pressed together until the welding areas heat up after several seconds.
Okay.
And then hold the package in one hand, pull the device evenly from one edge of the packaging to the other, and weld together.
All right.
It says here, see figure B. But as I'm literally flicking through this, there are no images. There's no drawings.
Maybe it's all in different language and you have to go further in.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's in the flap.
It's in the flap, which is often the case. I often miss things in the flap. So there's the hinge bracket 3.
Right.
Pull it down.
Yeah. There. Look over here what I've done over here.
Yeah. All right.
Listen. Pass me the crisps.
Is it on? Did you put batteries in?
Yeah.
So
I put them in the right way. These are the dick flavoured crisps. Chaz dick flavoured.
Yeah, we all learnt the hard way there.
Very good.
So yeah, press it down at the end opposite the bracket.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Look, there's the symbol. There.
Yeah. And then you clip it on it and then draw it across. You have to hold it in place and let it seal.
Yeah.
And then draw it slowly across.
You should be doing it now.
Let me go do it.
No, I'm doing it. You bought the item. It's me.
I know, but...
Come on.
Again, Trotter Silverman is
Don't say Trotter. Don't...
Horse
I'm,
hoof...
I'm actually very dexterous.
Pony hoof Eli is...
I'm not a clumsy or undexterous person.
Mm.
I have small hands.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's what God gave me.
Yeah, blame God. Why don't you?
I will. Fucking will.
Yeah.
Give me half a chance.
Do your family have small hands? Are you a small-handed family?
Of course we are.
I'm just wondering. Just wondering if it's consistent to whether you were special.
No.
You were gifted with the gift of tiny hand.
Well, I'm holding it closed for several... This is a terrible thing.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's working or not.
Well, how would you know?
Because you're meant to draw it across.
No, you're meant to get it warm first.
No, you do it the wrong end, I think.
I know how to follow instructions, basic instructions.
Doesn't
Paul.
Seem to be like you know how to follow them.
Is this a second-hand item?
Yes.
Maybe it's broken.
Tilt the safety bracket downwards, insert the upper of the full packaging
exactly
at the end
this.
With the thing, yeah. And then it says, carefully press the end marked there together and keep it pressed together until the welding areas heat up.
How do I know when the
I
welding
know.
Areas
That's
have
what
heated
That's what I don't
up.
Know. There's no light on it or anything, is there?
No.
And then it just says, then hold the packaging in one hand, pull the device evenly from one edge of the packaging to the other. So it should be that you can just draw it across now.
Yeah.
So give that a go.
Well, should I try that now or... How do I know if it's hot?
I don't know. Oh, you can smell a dick crisp, though.
I know. I'm trying to get the smell of burning. All right, I'm pulling it across.
Give it a go. See what happens. Is anything happening?
Yeah.
Is it sealed? Did it work?
No.
No. Can I have a go, then,
yes.
at least?
Right, let's have a look. It's not heating up.
I know.
Oh, it did work, sort of. Actually, yeah. Oh, it did start to work.
I'll have a little go. So you put it in here.
Yeah.
And you hold it down.
Now hold it for a while.
Yeah.
That you need the safety bracket. Keep the safety bracket up there. Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah,
it is,
see,
there.
It is doing something.
All right,
yeah.
It is doing something.
Oh, God. I don't know why he wants to do this. I was doing it perfectly well.
You weren't, though.
I fucking was.
So I think the other end is what you open it with because it's got a little blade on.
Ah, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I think if I
right.
just put that there and I draw it across, yeah, you tear it. Oh, that's yeah, it does work. See?
It's a terrible thing.
No, it works. That worked.
I don't need that. I could use a plastic band.
Yes, true. Or you could use a clipper or anything. But that is at least a seal, an airtight seal.
It's a terrible
seal.
Thing. I
anyway,
give it
how
one,
much
one
do you
out of five.
It? Dear, I'm going to give it 3. I think it's quite practical.
Are you going to use it?
Yeah.
For what?
Sealing
crisps?
Every time
crisps?
We buy tons of crisps for this show and I'm left with 12 half bags.
Actually, it could be of use to us because we do often have...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We always end up buying bags and then half opening all of them. And then
in
leaving...
fact, those garlic crisps that you hated and misidentified the taste of...
Yeah.
You sealed them with gaffer tape last
night,
didn't
you? That's all I had, yeah.
Yeah, well, now you have this.
So
it will be of use to you,
much?
But I don't think it was very effective.
We kind of fumbled through the rules a bit and we were impatient. So I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to give it 3 out of 5.
I would not.
I know, but
I
how much
it.
Was it?
I hate that little thing.
How much was it?
I poo on it.
How much was it?
£3, I'm going to say.
You're locking that in?
Yeah.
The answer was £2.
Huh?
So £2 there.
Yeah.
Not bad for £2.
Yeah, but it's just not needed. Again.
No, not necessary, but, you know.
It's not.
It
why
might
make
come in
that?
Handy for me to preserve a load of unused crisps on this show.
It might do.
I just need to get better at using it because I kind of fumbled through it.
I'll make a wager with you now.
Yeah.
This will go in the box.
Yeah.
And it will never be used again.
Yeah, maybe. But for the time being, it's something I might use the next time we do crisps or sweets or whatever on the show, and I want to see them and have them again later.
Paul, I hope your other items are better than that, because, whew.
Well, I hope your items are better than stupid
No, we both like the little deer
fancy
thing.
Fancy little deer on a fucking tree trunk for potpourri or sweets.
Yeah.
Who knows with Nan? They both taste the same. Right. Shall we go on to your second item then?
Yeah.
All right, good. Because I've got two humdingers coming at
hummers?
You.
Hummers? Yeah,
hope
they do hum. Hummers. Yeah, I bet they do hum.
Right on the
they
tip
of
your chip and your fucking chip chop. Go on, what's your second?
Records.
Now, here's the thing. I know you got a few, but I'm only going to put one forward. Now, he's taking the stickers off. So I've got the record player out, ready to go. I've got a speaker. We're all good. We'll hear a little bit of it.
I don't have a few. I've got two. Two LPs.
I know, but it was only one that was necessary.
Well, I...
What? This was the rules. Otherwise, I could have got loads of books or loads of kitchen items.
Yeah, but we want it... We'll only listen to one. All right, first, Jeff Loves, Big Disco Sound, 16 fantastic titles, Dance, Dance, Dance. And you've got More, Brazil, Babyface, Tangerine, The Hustle.
That's a weird mix.
Y Viva España, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree.
Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree.
Do you know who'd sang that?
Don't know originally, no.
Dawn, they were called.
The band?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could have danced all night.
Again, weird mix, like Brazil.
Strangers in the Night.
Yeah.
Save Your Kisses for Me.
That's a Brotherhood of Man Eurovision
song. You knew that one.
Yeah. It is a weird mix, though,
dance,
right?
Dance, Dance, Dance. Is that chic? I don't know.
Could be anything, really.
I'll Be Seeing You, Paloma Blanca, Boo Hoo,
oh, that's Jonathan.
El Bimbo, and Smile.
What's El Bimbo?
It's like a disco thing.
Okay, all right, what's the second album?
Joe Lost plays your all-time party hits.
Joe Lost?
Joe Loss.
Okay, I don't know.
He's another easy listening guy, similar to James Last.
But nowhere near as well known, I think.
No, he's another one who's always in
prolific.
There. Incredibly prolific, and this is Music for Pleasure ever, MFP. Twist in the Mood.
Right.
Samba Suco Suco.
Wait, are these disco reinterpretations or no. are these just straight laced covers?
This is just easy listening. This is right. big band easy listening.
Muzak.
Yeah. Simon Says, This Guy's in Love, God. Charleston, Shake, Rattle and Roll, March of the Mods.
Dun, 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 dun,
is that how that goes?
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's that one.
Weird. Why is it called The Mods?
Don't know, but that's what the song's
called.
Do they
mean called. The mods as in the moderns?
Possibly. Youth. I don't know.
Oh, bloody, oh, bloody.
But actually, when were the mod movement?
Started in the 50s.
So then maybe, because I think March of the Mods is a 50s track.
Yeah, weird.
Like late 50s.
Hokey Cokey. Who's taking you home tonight? Question mark.
Oh, I don't know. I live here. Who's taking you home tonight?
This one will tickle you. I came, I saw, I conquered. And that's what that tune is called, isn't it?
I don't know.
Do you remember we did that tune?
I know we had that whole thing about what type of conga
and
what
type of
thing.
No, but you remember we did the record, which was the Something Sisters.
Yes.
And it said conga, and then in brackets it said, I came, I saw, I conquered. That's what it said on that record. So it is the same song. That's what that song's called. Oh. I came, I saw, I conquered.
Take your word for it.
No, but we found something out. Now, I want to hear a bit of Jeff Love, because Jeff Love...
He's the daddy, isn't he?
Unusually for easy-listening people of that era, he was a black British man.
Yes. Very uncommon.
Very, very. Like, I think the only one. And he did the movie theme albums, and he did the Terror one, which is great artwork with Jaws, and has some really funky, excellent cover versions of themes, such as The Exorcist.
Jaws, Close Encounters.
Brilliant.
All those kind of Wild Goose movies as well, and that kind of genre. Also, his Bond album's very good.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Did he do a Bond one?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I remember, because I think I've got it for a start. And second of all, I also think it was his version of Bond 77, 78, whatever
Marvin
it was.
Hamlish.
Yeah, one. I think he does a cover of that. So which one do you want to have a quick listen to?
I'm much more interested in Jeff Love.
All right,
Joe
pick
Last.
A pick a side.
But
pick
Joe
a
Last was just as big as James Last.
I mean, James Last is kind of like
we should
the figurehead for that kind of music.
He
if
was
you
the
ask
biggest.
Me.
He was a German man.
He was a joke in Red Dwarf that like Rimmer's favorite music was listening to James Last and Hammond organ as well.
Yeah, it's easy listening, isn't it?
Yeah,
but easy listening can be good.
Nothing wrong with it. That was its point. It was kind of fireplace music, wasn't it? It was designed to be on in the background.
I would like to hear.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it ready.
The Hustle. It's side one, track five.
Okay.
The penultimate track on side one. Here we go, The Hustle. Van McCoy's The Hustle.
Here we go.
Jeff Love does
Dr.
The Hustle.
Dr. McCoy from Star Trek's The Hustle.
No.
Sylvester McCoy, Doctor
Shut
Who.
Shut up!
Is The Hustle. Here we go. Yeah. I like how, seductive this begins.
One of the biggest disco hits, crossover hits of all time, the original of this. Here we go.
Slightly slower.
Yeah. But he changed the arrangements and stuff. He was a really good musician and arranger. But it sounds all right, doesn't it, for easy listening? It's got quite nice instrumentation.
Lovely.
Just for me, put the conga one by... these are both Music for Pleasure, look.
Yeah.
I came, I saw a conga, which is...
Which track is it?
It is the last one on side one. Because we're just interested in where this came from. Obviously, it was a Cuban dance to begin with. Oh, it's live. People love this stuff. Let's all do the conga. So it is that tune. That's what that tune's called. We've got to the end of the bottom of it now.
I love you when you take your top off and show me your big boobies. Right, let's stop that.
What's your score for me records? Both on the MFP label.
Both on the MFP. Right, for what they are, they're well produced. They don't sound cheap in terms of like it's a guitarist, a drum kit, one trombone. You know, it's like a whole orchestra.
Yeah, because these records used to sell.
Yeah.
It's a whole category of music that it just doesn't exist anymore.
Would you say, without being too broadly offensive, it's for people who don't really like music. It's for people who need music for parties or whatever, but don't actually care about music all that much.
Absolutely, that's the case. But there's some great easy listening that came out over the years.
Yeah.
For example, there's a very collectible James Last album when he went funky and he did like Superstition, Stevie Wonder's Superstition and other ones. That's probably the most expensive James Last LP if you ever see it. It's called like Jungle, something offensive.
Okay, good.
Because it's like funky black music. But yes, but nowadays, right? So this was, obviously, there's millions of these records. Joe Lost, there's like uncountable. Yeah. And Jeff Love has loads of stuff as well.
Like everywhere. Every now and then, I think, have I seen the last of the new, to my eyes, James Last? No. There's always another one pops up where it's like, James Last goes Calypso.
Yeah. At least there were musicians being employed.
Yes. Real human beings making music with instruments they'd learned.
If these days...
Stick it in a fucking AI machine.
Well... If these days, if someone who's like the type of person who would listen to this kind of thing,
yeah,
like you say, someone who's not particularly interested in music,
just stick it on the background while I do
the Hoover. Spotify now, wouldn't they? They'd go easy jazz or smooth vibes playlists on Spotify, which is some of the evilest shit in terms of ripping musicians off that has ever existed.
What was the name of that genre of music where it's all fake shit? It was like dark music or something they called it. What was it?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And
it's like
that
not real music.
But they do it, you know, I heard even worse. So what I thought Spotify used to do is you put on I just want a smooth jazz playlist, let's say. And then they put in that playlist, they'll put in tunes that are just made by their in-house producers. No musicians, just some guy.
Churn it out.
And then they get the revenue because that gets loads of plays because it's all...
They get it back to them.
And it's on the playlist more than once, you know what I mean? It's like a frequency.
And they steal content as well from like YouTube and stuff and players like hypnotherapy kind of stuff. And you can tell it because the tracks just abruptly end halfway through and then skip to something else.
And I was about to say, it's even worse than that. They have sleep playlists that you're meant to put on when you sleep. And they have these little 30-second songs that in-house that come on in the middle of the night when everyone's asleep and they just keep doing them. So that they can get their own revenue. So, you know, it's
so
like,
don't listen to us on Spotify, by the way. Use Good Pods or Podcast Addict.
Honestly,
or
they
an
are
indie one.
One of the worst corporations that's ever existed on
and
the planet.
Rate and review us on whatever platform that is.
But,
thank you.
You know, so my point is, you're saying, oh, these records were made and they're landfill and they were made for people who don't like music.
Not so much landfill, but they're made for the less discerning listener.
But at least...
There's real people involved.
There's real people involved, you know.
Real arrangement skills.
And the Joe Lost one, there was a whole crowd of people enjoying them play it, you know.
And also, sometimes you hear a cover that ends up being fucking really good.
Yes.
Different and good and unique and an interesting take.
Do you remember I've got that double LP compilation, which is like cool, easy listening stuff.
Yeah.
And they had some funky like a Shaft version on that. Do you remember we went through
it? Good stuff.
It's got some great stuff, yeah.
Right, I'm going to get... So am I going to rate the price of this of one of them?
They were both the same price, Paul.
Are you looking for... The one price for both, or the both prices put together? Because if you say they're a quid each, right? Do you want me to say £2 or just £1 because that was the price of each one?
£1 because that was the price of each one.
Can I say £1 then, please?
Because that was the price of each one.
And was it
the price?
They
were each £1.
Well, good.
It's the end of that game. You get no betwings.
This is betwingless, but not joyless.
They were a quid each, which is perfectly good. They're in nice condition.
And I'm
going to give
this 3.5 out of 5 for it.
Okay.
You know? Only because the selection of tracks in it, some of them are a bit like, I don't give a fuck, like El Bimbo. What are you going to give it?
Three.
Fine, three.
Jeff Love, it's worth checking out the Terror album, definitely. The one with Jaws on, and it's got Earthquake.
It is worth giving them a cursory listen, just for curiosity's sake, I think, in some cases. But anyway, let's move on to my second item.
Okay. So what item is...
Book. Book.
It's the book then, Paul.
Yeah.
You're going to hand me the book? Get the price off it.
Before I give you the book.
Ooh.
It's not really a book.
Oh, you told me a bit about... You told me a bit about this.
This is a theatre programme for a live show that took place at the Princess Theatre in Torquay. When I went to that charity shop, what was it called? Creech? Whatever it was called.
Keech,
yeah. They had a massive stack of programmes from theatres that I'm presuming was donated by someone who was an avid theatre goer.
Yeah.
And there was
a few. People collect them, don't they? And some of them can be quite pricey items of...
This is the most expensive thing that I bought.
Yeah.
Which
memorabilia.
I don't think is worth it. But as soon as I saw it, you know I had to get it.
Why?
Because you're about to find out. Now, there are other things in there like Run for Your Wife and No Sex Please We're British, all those kind of plays. And then Michael Barrymore starring in something called Surviving Spike, which is a story about Spike Milligan, where I think Barrymore played Spike Milligan.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Late 90s, early 2000s thing, before the incident.
No, but he's still knocking about.
He's doing odd jobs, and apparently he's great at Fortnite. He plays Fortnite a lot or something, and people end up battling Mike Barrymore on fucking Fortnite.
When I said he's still knocking about, I meant he still walks the earth. He's
alive. Sorry. Yeah, no, he's still alive. As far as we know, inside, dead since the early
2000s. And he can't do musicals anymore. You don't think he gets any offers for that kind of work anymore?
No, I think, unfortunately for him, his career is over. Right, Eli, when I saw this...
I love Barrymore. Whenever he comes up, the same thing happens.
All right, mate. All right. Eli, I think...
He's adding it to me.
I think you'll understand why I got this when I hand it to you.
Now.
That's the back of it, because I don't want to give it away.
Oh, because this is an advert on the back.
That's ignore the back. Just
okay,
an advert
I'm turn
for local
it over
businesses.
Right now.
Yeah.
It's a pamphlet. It's a program.
Program.
The Bobby Davro Show.
Yeah, baby!
You love Bobby Davro.
I don't. I just
That's
like...
why you wanted to get off Barrymore, because we're about to get on the Davro.
Back on the Davro train. Woo, woo!
This is the Bobby Davro Show. I didn't know he did a live one. I mean, he was such a hack. He was always at it. He was hard working.
It's like Stuart Millard says in his video on his YouTube channel. It's surprising for a man with that much material and comedy shows behind him to have nothing of lasting value.
He's got
no famous sketch or original character. It's just meme comedy, basically, before meme comedy was a thing.
But wasn't he also sort of like the ladies of a certain age kind of found him attractive as
Maybe.
Well?
Maybe. I don't Must give be. A fuck.
That nice young man, that kind of
I've
thing.
I've always thought... In my opinion, any person attracted to a guy who does other voices for a living, impressionists, has got a problem.
Why?
Because there's something about... Because here's the other thing.
You got a real thing for impressionists, don't you?
I fucking hate them. And one of my best friends is one. That's where the crutch of the matter comes in. Joe!
Oh, yeah.
You know. Yeah. Hey, all. All his material. Anyway, the point is that there's just something I really hate about impressionists, and I'm sorry. I just fucking hate them. And he's the worst of them, I think.
Davro was also a stand-up.
No.
And singer.
No. I mean, he did those things. He wasn't good at them or wrote those material.
Well, was he good at impersonating people's voices?
I would say yes. I don't think inherently he was bad at being an impressionist. It was just that the sketches, the material, was what was shit. Because even if you look at someone who did impressions like, who was that guy who used to be on BBC One and he quit because he had stage fright? Mike Yarwood.
Oh, yes, Mike Yarwood. I didn't...
Even he did original material. And, like, I think he did original sketches as well. It wasn't always impressions, right?
Yeah, he was a reasonably big star. Did he come up with, like, Jasper Carrot and Billy Connolly from that sort of scene?
I don't know if it's from that scene, but that era, definitely.
You see a lot of his 7 inches knocking about. But did he quit the showbiz then?
He couldn't handle it. He had stage fright. He hated being in front of the TV cameras. It crippled him and then caused a few drinking problems and stuff.
Oh, that's a shame.
Genuinely, because he was an amazing mimic.
Didn't Davro...
And classier act.
Right, a better act,
largely.
Yeah. He's still around, isn't he? Sorry, still, I get confused with Freddie Starr.
No, he does the real comedian kind of comedy, the Jim Davidson proper comedian tour set.
Okay, not afraid to say...
Rather than say, my material was and continues to be shit and is past its sell-by date, and I admit that, he goes, no, it's those people who are wrong, and I'm going to carry on doing my awful shtick.
It's not that my shtick is old and shit. No, I just want to... I've spotted something I want to say.
All right, get into it, because there's lots in there that I think we need to breeze through quickly.
I just want to say a little thing. It's that kind of comedian who says, oh, it's not that my material's hackneyed, shit, and offensive.
And I'm outdated. I'm
outdated. It's that you're sort of suppressing my free... You're cancelling me.
Yeah.
And you're suppressing my free speech. And like,
it's like, no, Bobby.
Anti-woke sort of
maybe
excuse.
Trying to do an impression of Ainsley Harriott isn't what you need to be doing.
Oh, it's got a date on it, this.
Yeah.
21st of... That someone's written in. 21st of August, 1996.
God, he was still doing his shtick in 96. I guess that makes sense, to be fair. He wasn't too out of the wilderness at that point.
The 90s, although we think of it as a totally separate sort of cultural entity to the 80s, was very like the 80s, especially the early part.
In some ways, you could argue it was even more garish than the 80s at the time.
Yeah,
it was brighter and more kind of obnoxious up front.
Yeah, at the early part was almost like hyper 80s, wasn't it?
The only way I can describe it is like the 80s were pastels and the 90s were like neon colours.
Yeah.
Material was the same, but the colour palette was different.
I say that because I just saw the other day New Jack City at the BFI, which is from 1991, but has very... 80s feel
aesthetics,
to a lot of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to read a little bit of this because there's an ad on the first page of this, Paul, and then I'll hand it back over
to you.
Do try Torbade's loveliest inn, double exclamation mark, for the best home-cooked food served until midnight, or just call in for drinks. Just call
in. Just pop in.
And then...
Go on.
And it lists what they sell. First one, man-sized steaks.
Fine.
Like man-sized Kleenex.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck's sake, man-sized steaks.
Oh, can I have a child-sized steak?
Fresh fish. Seafood, vegetarian
fine.
Dishes. Oh,
fine. All right, good.
Homemade pies.
Good.
That sounds great. Scrumptious. Scrumptious.
Scrumps.
Scrumptious hot pots.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh salad platters. Pastas. Ooh. Overfilled jacket potatoes.
Oh, overfilled.
Don't overflow.
Mate, I wasn't going to go there until you mentioned that, but now I know that they overfill their potatoes. Mate, I'm all in.
No one took a look at this and said, maybe you don't want to say man size or overfilled.
Overfilled.
Giant mixed grills. Whoa. Whoa. Giant mixed grills. Sensational homemade sweets. The best and most sophisticated live music and dancing nightly.
Yeah, bollocks. It's Suzette and the Starlight Singers doing their ABBA covers again.
Our friendly staff smile, double exclamation mark.
We
open all
to.
Days, double exclamation
yeah,
mark.
We force them to smile by fucking knife points.
We slap them around with man-sized steaks.
There you
and
go.
Look, it's got one of those really old...
numbers. Call
6-digit phone number.
Do try, Torbase. Do try.
I read that.
I know. Just do try.
What did you want to point out from
I
this?
I want to get into the meat of it, because in the middle...
The man-sized meat of it.
Mate, oh, hang on. Babbacombs Fish and Chip Shop.
Babbacombs.
Remind yourself what great fish and chips really taste like at Torquay's famous award-winning Dave Hansbury's Babbacombs Fish and Chip Shop.
Oh,
that's
Babcom.
A lot of clauses in that sentence. Babbacomb Pottery. Have a go. That's what it
have
says.
A go pottery, yeah.
Yeah. Right, so the sensational Bobby Davro by Artist Management Group, the most generic of Artist Management Group names.
Wow.
Fucking hell, give it all your thought. So who's this then? And look, they've listed a bunch of better comedians like Rory Bremner and Harry Enfield, who I guess did do mimicry, but it wasn't his major thing.
Well, he had a wider gamut of skills.
Yeah.
Honestly, he's one of the funniest of his whole generation, Harry Enfield, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. And still
but
remains.
He does impressions. So it's really, that is his main thing, is impressions, really.
Well, at the start, he might have. But it was more character work.
He does
like Stavros
work.
And Loads of Money at the
that's
start.
Right. That's
people
right.
remember that, but they don't remember his spitting image work or anything
that's
like that.
That's right. Actually, you're right. He was just an incredibly talented man. Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows is, yeah. that my favourite thing is Smashing 90s End of an Era show. One of the finest hour of comedy I think there's been.
And there is a good quality copy available on YouTube now.
Yeah, there is. Because the last one was missing a few
really.
Minutes off the end.
And also was in terrible resolution.
Yeah. So anyway, gives a quick history of famous TV British comedians and stuff. Bobby Davro. Bobby Davro made an impression at school. He was caught mimicking his headmaster. Christ. At 16, he started working as a training manager in a department store and was trying out his impressions such as John Inman on his staff member friends.
Oh, I'm free.
Fuck off, Bobby.
I'm free.
I'm just stuck in the shelves, Bobby. Fuck off.
I'm free.
Ooh, I'm free. Fuck off, Bobby. He made his TV debut in 81, live on Her Majesty's, and then went on to do a TV show, blah, 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 lots of ITV stuff until 1992.
Well, he must have been popular and
yes.
successful then.
Yes, but the metrics were completely different then. You just had to get 7 or 8 million viewers on a Saturday night, and that was fine because more people were watching TV then.
But if you got 7 million views on your YouTube channel, you're fucking rolling.
Yeah, but so did Little and Large, so did fucking Ross Abbott, and I would, no offence to them, I know tastes change, but there wasn't the best written material ever out there when there was other shows that I would say will have a higher quality at the same time, like Smell of Reeves and Mortar came a little bit later, or a bit of Fry and Laurie, or Not the 9 o'clock News.
Yes, because comedy changed, didn't it?
Yeah, and it's not I'm saying one against the other, I'm just saying they were broad
Davro
and wildly
sucks.
Popular.
Davro does suck.
He devised a summer season show, which is what this is. He lives in Middlesex with his long-suffering wife, Trudy.
Are they still together?
I'm guessing the answer's a huge fucking no to that.
Oh, sorry, Trudy.
He had a kid, and he's got a crazy dog called Oscar.
Who's also in the ground now.
Bobby likes nothing better than a game of snooker, a spot of fishing and a nice glass of Chardonnay in front of the TV.
And then a secret bottle of vodka and cocaine.
Oh, and then there's loads of other people. Vanya Meyer, Zeki J and Steve
Do you recognise any of these people?
Absolutely none of them.
They probably were just doing the yeah. straight man roles in his skits. Right?
And then it just goes on about, yeah, and then that's it really. Although, summer season, there was Joe Brown and the Brothers, Bobby
oh, yeah.
Davro, Bradley Walsh and the Chuckle Brothers.
Well,
not
I'd go see
lineup.
The Chuckle Brothers live, wouldn't you? in their prime.
And then in 1994, see the stars of the Black and White Minstrel Show.
Ooh.
I didn't know that was still a thing people were doing in the 90s. That's
in
crazy.
Britain? That's insane.
Yeah.
Stars that's insane. They're still doing that then.
You know what I would argue is actually what happens? None of them black up like they would, but they were the stars of those TV shows. Sang those songs, but I don't think they were...
They actually blacked up.
They used it for the advertising, but not the show.
But still.
And actually... As a little bit of an aside, I have performed at this theatre.
Oh.
I did it when I did Psychic and Science.
Oh, really? Was it a nice house?
Yeah, it's a lovely old theatre space in Torquay. You know, classic. Yeah. So anyway, if you saw the Bobby Davro show in 96, tell me what you thought it was like.
I just find this very interesting.
I don't know who that Steve Rawlings picture is, but he's done an impression, or seems to be doing an impression, of Phil Cool, who himself was an impressionist.
Yes.
Rubber-faced.
Do you hate Phil Cool as well?
You know what? I remember enjoying Phil Cool more than Bobby Davro. Yeah. I think there was something a bit more kind of cartoonish and caricaturish to his impressions.
A little bit more edgy. Not in a bad way, but a little bit more tooth to it.
There was a little bit more of adult... I think he was
satire,
more like...
Satire. A little bit of satire in it.
I think there was more edge to him, than Davro.
I'm just fascinated by all these adverts for places in Devon. Dance togs.
I'll tell you what, mate. Let's do those adverts for some Patreon goodness and lure them to us that way.
Well,
but there you go, Bobby Davro. What do you think?
An interesting item, Paul. I'd give it a 3.5, maybe.
I'm happy with you giving it that.
And this was the most expensive thing you bought, eh?
Yeah, sadly. A bit regretful.
Was it a fiver?
No.
£4.
£4 it was, yeah. So that's that.
Wow. And they are quite collectible, probably, because they're such ephemera.
Yeah.
They disappear. That's it. You know, ephemeral things do... get value if they stay in shape.
Anyway, if and when we finally get Stuart Millard on the show, he's having that, along with all the other fucking Noel
Edmonds
shit.
Along with that
I've got.
Single I bought, Steve Davis is doing White Christmas in the... Is it in the Chalky voice?
I'm going to go ahead and sadly say yes. No, we're not. You know, we're not going to. Your last one?
Okay, Paul. My last item to get was a toy, but I had not... I bought, of course, people remember, the Spider-Gwen car,
which we did feature in the podcast, yes.
Only 75p, that. Nice little thing.
Nice little thing.
In the first shop we went into, the National Animal Welfare Trust. But at the end of the day, as people will know, they listen to the podcast, we were running out of time.
Yeah.
All the charity shops in Watford were shutting down.
Oh, dear.
All shutting down. It was getting dark, and we had to go to Smith's. And luckily... The last thing that I hadn't got was toys. So that suited, because Smith's is a toy store.
Yeah, and the last thing I got, was a board game. So
that worked as well.
And it was on sale.
I can't believe how cheap you got the board game.
Yeah, crazy that it was cheaper than Bobby. Yeah, it was.
Crazy.
I know.
For a new board game.
Yeah.
It's a small board game, is it?
Not really, but it's a basic. I can understand why it was so cheap.
Oh, it's
and
a
it
generic...
was down from a tenner originally.
It's a generic kind of board
game. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's a version of Snakes and Ladders or something like that.
But you'll find out in a minute.
I've got two of these.
All right.
And they are both Hot Wheels cars.
Oh, I see. Now I know why the number 8 came into this and not 6.
What do you mean?
Well, we meant to get 6 items and you said, actually, it's 8, Paul.
Well, because we got two. I got two Maverick. Records and two of these
cars.
Hot Wheels cars.
Now, do I have to guess the price of these separately? Or
I
is
can't
it one
remember
price
how much
for both?
They were. You'll never guess the price exactly, because they're weird.
£3 for each, £1.49 each or something, £1.50 each.
It was something like both of them came together to £3.16 or something like that.
That's weird.
26.
So that they were £1.60 something each or something. Right, okay.
I think so, yeah.
Well, let's have a look.
Cheap.
Cheap, 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 cheap,
cheap, cheap, cheap, cheap. This is the first one I'm going to hand to you.
Eli does like his Hot Wheels cars. We've been
through
this
before. It's a version of one that we did do on the cheap shop, but a different colour jelly.
Oh, yeah, one of our cheap shot videos.
Do you remember?
We did a jelly thing. And this one is a lemon jelly. And actually, I don't believe your one had a creamy top.
It did have a creamy top.
No, it didn't. I think it was just see-through. I mean, that doesn't matter, but this one's definitely got a creamy top.
Mine was
top.
A lime jelly one.
It's got a little orange print on the top as well, as if it's kind of like a citrusy kind of...
It's a citrus
creamy...
one. I think that's exactly the same model, Paul, honestly. But
maybe,
just with a different colour plastic.
But I like this one more because it looks like someone's gushes all over it.
Do you want it?
No.
Oh.
Just because you've seen my fucking room.
No, I'm going to have to put it somewhere now. Can I open it?
Oh,
though,
there's
please?
A little hot dog car in the background making a
cameo. I've got that hot dog car.
Yeah, you do, I know.
Yeah.
But I like it. I do like
it. I like the food ones, and I particularly like toys that have see-through plastic bits.
Same,
so this,
same brother.
This,
Same brother.
Yeah. Is that?
Oh, no, I did the Hulk. Fucking hell. Moving on. Roll on.
You just do, like, monsters. You love to do monsters. Jimmy Savile.
Oh, don't.
How did we know? But nice little thing. It's got a see-through little, and you can see a little man in there.
Which,
there.
Again, I put to you, is he drowning in jelly or is it a hollow jelly?
It's obviously a hollow jelly.
So how does he get in? Does it lower on top?
Yes.
And then a man gushes on the ceiling?
I think that's cream.
Yeah, that's what
anyway,
he said.
There it is.
Nice.
And it works. It rolls along.
All right.
Very nice. And that's from... What line is that?
Isn't it Funky Foods or something? It's called that.
Fast Foodie.
Yeah.
Fast Foodie, because it's fast, because it goes vroom vroom.
And it's food. And the phrase fast food for cheap and convenient food.
Now, I like those food ones.
Yeah.
Food-based Hot Wheels toys I'm well up for.
Yeah.
But well, there's one other line they do. Do you remember? And this is one that I haven't seen before.
Is it food-based as well
no.
still?
No.
Because there was that kind of cutlery, kitchen-y kind of thing. And then there was like the van with the toast and the stuff on.
Yeah, no. This is a whole different line, and it's called Experimotors, where
oh,
they do little
right.
toy things, they do little weird things.
That's right, because the one I had gave to you was one of those, and it had some kind of wing airfoil.
It had
trick.
A little thing, and they had a one twanged. That has a hook. They had, I've got still got the one that is a key ring, a metal key
that's
ring.
That's right.
And
give
it's
me,
Experimotors.
Give
but
me
no, I want to open it.
No, because that's the whole point.
But have a look. What do you think this one does?
Ugh.
What's it called?
MD Stash. Mostache.
Like
is it a razor?
No, I think it's mostache, as in it's a stash. I think it's got a stash compartment in it. I'm going to open it and tell you.
Because I think it means like mustache, like, you know, mustache. Then it's maybe it's a mustache comb.
Oh, if it is, that'd be so cool.
For
but
you,
let's
yeah.
see. Let's see. Ooh, what could
form
it be?
And function.
So this is from their Experimotors line, which is a really cool line. I just think that Hot Wheels have a really, you know, innovative team working for them.
True, but think about it. They're basically trying to sell the same thing over and over and over again. So, of course, you're going to get permutations like this, where someone comes into work one day and goes, oh, mate, what have you got for us? Cars that have made of mirrors.
Paul?
Fine, we've got to do it. I was right. Oh, it's
not
got a little tash in.
It's just a little tash. The tash comes out.
Like a flick knife.
And you just put it up and pretend you've got a tash. But I actually have one.
You
so
do.
You do.
I'll
you do it.
Because I'll show. Yeah, here we go. I'll do a picture of that later.
Yeah, very good.
Good day to you, sir. May I interest you in a box of Witherby pottery?
Wow. Get it
out. I was
out.
Just trying to get a character out, wasn't I?
Well,
then I couldn't remember
I
Withersea.
I don't think you should have.
Withersea pottery. Well, why don't I just go home?
Well, you are home.
That was quick.
I like that.
Right, so we know what the price is. Don't have to guess that. But I'm going to give them both, for what they are, a solid 3. Doesn't wow me, but actually, you know what? 3.5.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
3.5. What are you going to give it?
3.5.
Fine.
I like them. I like their the cost. So it's like you can get a proper little toy.
Yeah.
For a quid, basically. Yeah. Quid, half a 2 quid.
And for a family on a budget, they got kids who like toy cars, you get as many as you like for that, can't you, really?
The thing is, I don't like cars as things. I don't drive.
No.
That's the weird thing. So that's why I like these more unusual ones that look like food or have a little weird other toy aspect.
Well, this is what they say, isn't it? Like, design of cars has become a bit trite, like mobile phones all look the same now. But in the 90s, phones had a genuine kind of identity and shape and form, and they all had different looks.
All the different brands,
and cars kind of all look the fucking same
they
these days, really.
They really do. If you start thinking about it and looking at them, they're all the same fucking colour. They're all grey, dark grey.
Anyway, let's go on to my final game. Item. Choice.
Paul, you were tasked with finding a board game, and that you did most admirably, so let's see it.
It's not a board game.
It's not a board game.
It's a toy. It's not a. It's a game.
You failed.
But it's this.
Oh, it's Don't Buzz the Wire.
We've never played that
Ni
on the show.
Ni touche pas le fil.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a real budget one, isn't it? They put the French on as well as the English. They couldn't even make two different types of boxes for it.
$3.50.
That's very good.
Down from just like £9 something. Or
amazing other. Price for this. Shall we get it out and shoot it?
Yeah.
Everyone knows the Don't Buzz the Wire game.
It's a wire with a little handle with a coil around it, and you've got to pass it over the thing without buzzing it and making contact with the wire. Simple. I think it needs batteries, so we might need to take the
double A's
out
of the sealer, yeah.
Yeah,
it won't it won't come with them, will it? That was good that the sealer came with the batteries.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that needing batteries, to be fair.
And it's on a sort of moonscape base, it looks like.
Oh, my fingers smell a dick again because of those crisps.
Well...
And the fact that I was touching my dick.
Those crisps don't smell of dick. They just smell bad. They don't really smell of dick.
Sadly, my dick now smells of those crisps. So I've fulfilled the prophecy.
Here we go. Oh, it's got a moonscape base.
Oh, fuck me. Got a screwdriver.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, hang on. Hey.
There you go.
Now, hopefully it's a... Yeah, it is a Phillips head.
You got the batteries out there?
I'm doing it now.
I wonder why you'd need to do that on the moon, and there's an alien on the side. Oh, look. Do you know how cheap it is? one on the box, they show an illustration on the side of the base element of a...
Yeah, sticker
But
or
there
something.
Isn't one on the real thing.
Is there? Fuck.
Fucking
there's no
cunts.
Sticker in there that
I could
put on. Is
there a sticker in there you're meant to put in? Let's see. No. No, there is. There is.
Oh, okay.
There is the sticker.
All right.
All right.
Well, come on. Put it on yourselves, big company toy. You know what I mean? Why should I have to add the sticker?
I'd like to put the sticker on, please.
All right, come on.
Here we go. I'm sticking it on.
Don't
so
fuck the sticker.
I'm not going to fuck it. This is fun. Oh, almost did.
Someone's fucked it with their cloppity horse hoof hands, haven't they?
Shut your mouth.
Come on.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Come close enough. Right, I'm going to turn it on.
Well, you need to put it on the... Put it on the...
I'm going to put it on the table here.
Okay.
But how do you turn this fucking on?
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
Where do you start?
I'm going to start at this end. Right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Do you want to do some top...
One. Yeah, you're fucked.
One.
Get two.
Two.
Three.
Three. I'm doing it sloppy. Three. Oh, here we go. Oh, four.
You get every corner he's hitting.
Oh,
we didn't manage that one. Five.
Oh, five.
Six.
Six.
You're shit at this. You have it? Seven.
I'm being impatient, that's why. Let's make a good podcast.
Eight, nine. Nine.
Nine.
I've got to try and beat that.
I did that very sloppily, because I was just racing through it, because it's quite difficult. Right, okay. Hang on.
And it's Eli's go now. He's starting at the top, and it's a first. It's an easy C shape for him to navigate at the top. One, two. He's just touching it. Three. He's twisting it. Four. Over the top. Got five. Six. Seven.
Fuck this!
He didn't even get halfway.
Let me try again.
All right, he's doing it again. Right, here we go. And begin. Right, he's tipping it. He's going to twist it on the first corner. That one. He's got to get it past the next corner, which is to the right angle. And he twists it. He's coming up to a little bit of a divot at the top now, where he's going to have to go up and over. Five.
Three.
He hit it twice then. He had three before. Yeah. So it's five.
It wasn't
old.
Three
right,
before.
I'll give you four then to split the difference.
That was not four. I hit it once.
You
and then
definitely
twice
hit
more.
It twice at the bottom and then. Oh,
I'm not
man,
doing
yeah.
it. I hate anyway. Those things. I've yeah, always anyway. Hated those things. Every time they come up. Who invented that shit? Fuck that.
Anyway.
Oh, that's really fucked me off.
Anyway, that is the last item.
Fuck this.
That's the last item, and it's pissed Eli off considerably.
Really shit. No,
I'm
well
expecting
done.
A long,
I'll give it two. I'm not into it.
I'd
have
give
to
it,
say.
I'd give it two as well. It's fine. Maybe we can repurpose it for a video or something one time, you know, and make it a challenge out of it.
The price is good.
Because I wouldn't pay a tenner for that. So I think a five is about right for a yeah. game that can stay in a kid's bedroom in the corner, isn't too loud,
is it
and
fun?
Improves dexterity.
It improves dexterity.
And, you know, you could add challenges to it. It's like the more you hit, the more jelly beans you've got to eat or blah, 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 challenges, you know?
What? But I like eating jelly beans.
But not the Double Dare ones that oh, smell
right.
of eggs
you
or whatever.
You didn't specify.
Well, we hadn't gotten that far in that conversation. I was just
well,
bringing it up.
You just said jelly beans.
Yeah, but I
so thought,
I thought it was
you
inferred.
Meant normal jelly beans.
Well, it could be. You could eat the more you touch, the more jelly beans you've got to eat. Oh, no,
right.
too many
but then
jelly
you'd be,
beans.
If you like jelly beans, you'd be like fucking the whole way. Give
yeah,
me,
true.
Just shovel them in my mouth.
Yeah.
Ah!
All right then. Maybe. All right. How about this? You have a bowl of like 30 jelly beans.
Yeah.
And every touch, I take one away, so you have less jelly beans.
Oh no! Don't
see what
take
I mean?
My jelly beans
I'll take
away.
Take them all the fucking way.
Don't.
From you.
I like those.
Snippy, snippy, snippy. Take them away one by one.
Snipping
but every zap,
beans now.
Yeah, I'm going to snip your bean, mate. I'm going to go ahead and just say for the record that we are now like 5 hours into a recording day at Cheap Show, and I think we can all agree inspiration is on the wane.
Oh, it's on the wane.
Or Gary, whoever's around at the time.
Bilious.
Bilious, Phileas, Gary and Barry and running around on a truck. Is it Bilious, Phileas, Gannon and Barry? We don't have a look out of a fuck. Bilious, Phileas, Gannon and Gary were walking around in the park. Said Bilious, Phileas, Gannon and Gannon. I hope it gets lost in the dark. So then it came
a man.
Gets lost. Then came a man. Then came a man out of the bushes. The bushy bushes. No. The man came out. Please,
stop,
Eli,
doing...
please stop me from talking I've... shit.
I can't. He's getting
brain,
all hot and bothered.
I'm getting bothered. It is hot in here as well. Mate, I'm so,
let's
closed,
just stop the show.
The walls are closing in.
Let's stop the show.
The
man.
Walls are closing in.
Just
anyway,
stop.
Out of all the items here
what was
today,
your favourite?
What was your favourite? We had the two toy cars, the Bad Davro book, the Crisp Sealer, the Trinket.
Crisp.
Crisp Sealer, the Trinket log,
the party record log. Or the zappy game Zap Zap? What was your favourite?
Well, I can't remember with that garbled list. Try to speak
more
clearly.
My brain is literally coming apart.
I'll just list them, okay?
Yeah.
And then you pick your favourite. I'll list them correctly.
Like my brain is literally like foamy milk in a microwave that's been in there too long and it's gushing out the top of the cup.
Okay, first we had the pottery piece.
Pottery piece?
The little deer sitting by a tree trunk and you could put potpourri or sweets into it.
Yeah, fine.
Then you had...
I mean, judging by this scoring, that's the winner.
The crisp sealing device.
Yeah.
Made by Silvercrest.
Yeah.
Then you had a lemon jelly car and an Experimotors mustache, fake mustache car.
Yeah.
And then you had the Buzzy game, and then you had...
The Bobby Davro book.
The Bobby Davro program. It's a theatre program. Program. From Talkie.
Talkie. Happy Talkie, Talkie. How did they never do that for an advert? Come to Talkie. Happy Talkie, Talkie, Happy Talkie.
Because it would be disrespectful to people.
Come and see the Black and White Minstrel Show. And then Bobby Davro's next. And Jim did Davidson too. And you can all go and see the Fawlty Towers house. Right. What was the best? I'm going to say Bobby Davro book.
I want to say that as well, but I think I'm going to go for...
You're going to go with the cars.
Lemon jelly car. Oh, the records. We didn't remember those.
You didn't remember them. I said them when I said them.
Okay. It's not a competition, Paul.
It literally actually is.
No, it's not today.
Yeah, it is. I've just decided who won. Me. That's the end of the show. Yeah, and this has been a tat hunt.
I think
a reasonably good tat hunt this week as well.
Yeah, we found some tat, that's for sure.
Nice
variety.
The
Davro thing is the most interesting, Paul.
I mean, there's more adverts to get into and slices of life.
I like the
ads.
I'd like the man-sized steak. That won me over.
Mm. Do try. Right, okay, let's wrap this show up and say goodbye. Cheap Show is over, but only for this week. Join us next week for more economy, comedy, fun. Basically, your one-stop shop for everything Cheap Show is thecheapshow.co.uk, and that will send you to everywhere else in the universe we exist online. Also, we're supported by fantastic Patreon supporters, so if you'd like to join them and get access to podcasts and behind-the-scenes and videos and exclusive magazine content, go to patreon.com/cheapshow and join and give what you can, but please remember, only if you can. And if you
can't... Only if you can.
If you can't. Do the next best thing and go to any of the podcast platforms that offer reviews and leave reviews and stars and all those kind of things, because that helps us grow and more people to discover us.
Or
Eli.
You could just tell your friends and family
Spread
about us.
Spread the word. Spread
just
the word.
Just by mouth, Paul. By
yeah,
mouth,
you
orally.
You could do that. You could just, whatever you can
just
do.
Just speak us. Speak Cheap Show.
Bring Cheap Show to those unlucky enough not to have discovered us
That's
yet.
That's right.
So go ahead and do that.
I have a music show.
You do?
It's on Soho Radio every 2 weeks from 2 till 4. The House of Pickled Sound Show. Gets that name because that's the name of my bedroom.
It is.
Which you know if you've listened to it for any amount of time.
I know. That's also, it. I did want to say as well, thank you to Tony for last week's art for the weed episode.
The 420 episode.
Yeah, we had a lot of interesting feedback about that. Because I think a lot of people expected us to be, we're stoned and talking shit. But actually, no, we were kind of going into our history with it.
Little secret, we're always stoned.
Always stoned. But not actually right
Especially
now.
Especially you.
Not right now. I'm not. No.
But that's what, if you smoke it every day, you don't get stoned.
No, I know. So that's why we've moved on to
heroin.
Heroin.
We're not really on heroin.
No.
Or painkillers of any sort. Goodbye, everyone.
What was I about to say something? Oh, yeah, we do. Anyway, no, the feedback we got was really interesting. I think a lot of people were like, oh, your honesty was quite refreshing. So, you know, I hope you enjoyed last week's experimental episode.
The artwork from Tony was excellent.
Yeah, I wanted to say thank you for Tony for that. Okay. And yeah, we've got a few things coming up. We have a live show at the Cheerful Earful coming up. We're going to announce that soon. Patrons will get very early tickets. I know I'm hot as well. And
it's
I'm
too
fucking
hot in here.
Mentally burnt out from today.
I'm having a headache.
We're also putting a vinyl album together for episode 450.
Wow.
News on that coming soon. Noiseland's going to collaborate with us on that. And we have a few special episodes coming up over the year. So lots to do in 2025 for Cheap Show. You look how I feel. And I probably feel how you look. So let's wrap this up. Final thoughts?
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks very much for listening. I'm Eli Silverman.
And I'm Paul Gannon. And thank you for listening at more.
He's a terrible person.
I am a terrible person. But remember, it's the character of Paul Gannon in this Cheap Show. The real Paul Gannon, as you well know,
is even worse.
It's even fucking worse.
Press the fucking button.